This is West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, WMUK's Gordon Evans talks with Great Lakes Echo commentator Gary Wilson for an update on the debate over large-scale water withdrawals from Lake Michigan. But first, I talk with Eric Wimbley, the new executive director at Pretty Lake. Pretty Lake is marking its 100th year of free summer camp for children at its grounds in Mattawan. Wimbley starts June 1st. I think just about anybody who lives in and around the Kalamazoo area has heard the name Pretty Lake. What is Pretty Lake and when was it founded?
Pretty Lake is a camp for at-risk youth, and it was founded in 1916 by Edward Desenberg.
Why did he decide to do that?
Well, in 1916, there were youth that were needing some physical help. They had some physical ailments, and they were underweight and undernourished, and they were inner-city youth. And he wanted to bring them out to camp and basically bring them back to health by feeding them more, getting exercise, getting outdoor adventure, swimming, adventure that you would have around the lake, hiking, those sorts of things.
Is camping the main thing that is offered there?
Well, camping was our original mission. We would bring kids during the summer, and that's been our ongoing mission for the 100 years. We bring about 800 kids to camp a year during the summer, but we have so many other programs going on now that operate year-round. Our Adventure Center is a huge leadership training program for adults and youth. We have retreating that people can come out and use our facilities and bring out any type of program that they want that fits within our mission. We also have a farm that adds to our programming and has animals and actual farm plant life, growing crops, those sorts of things.
So the Adventure Center, do individuals from outside your organization just rent the space and then offer their own programming? Is that what happens?
No, we have a fully staffed department, and they do unique training for whatever organization wants to come out. So if an organization says they want a certain type of leadership training, it could be ground level, it could be 30 feet in the air, but we're the experts on that, and we provide the training for them. And we'll write up programs specifically for the group's request.
You're coming on board on June 1st. You're going to start at an interesting time in the history of Pretty Lake Camp. It's its 100th year anniversary. What do you guys have planned?
We have many things planned, and we've been planning for quite a while. We start with June 12th. We're going to have the barbecue, which is our annual fundraiser to bring people back to camp. But this year, we're going to enhance that and really look to bring alumni back to camp, which includes campers, staff, volunteers, clients, anyone who's ever had any involvement in camp. We want them to come out on June 12th and help us celebrate, kick off the celebration for the 100-year anniversary. And we have a gala that's planned October 20th in 2016 as well. And that's going to be more formal, and it's going to talk about the history of camp and where we are, where we've been, and where we'd like to go.
You say that it'll be a fundraiser. Are you talking about that barbecue?
Annually, it has been a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
This year, it's going to be more of
a celebratory event,
yes. But we're always looking for funds. But this year, we're focusing on celebrating.
Over the course of the years since 1916, how many youth have you served?
Over 50,000 youth, just for the summer camp. And that doesn't include the fact that we work with the burn camp after our summer camp. We work with other programs. We've had school programs that have come out, fifth grade camps, and also leadership training camps. That 50,000 is just those at risk that we bring for absolutely free.
Why don't we talk for a minute about that camp? It's a one-week experience. The young person, I was just reading something and I was quite amazed. They don't have to bring toiletries. They don't have to bring bedding, towels. Food is provided. And did I read also clothes?
Clothes, transportation, everything.
That's amazing. How does a young person get involved to be part of that camp?
Well, it starts off, it's a Kalamazoo County area. And we collaborate with the schools and we try to find students who would need this camp more. And that's where we start, those kids who might be at risk of not having a vacation opportunity or at risk of something else. But it could be as minimal as not having a vacation opportunity. It could be something even far more extreme, just many other barriers to overcome.
And I believe your camp period runs from June through August. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, there's something unique that you bring to the situation. You actually went to that camp yourself.
I did. Yes. I've been involved with Pretty Lake for, I'd say, four decades now, in one way or another. I attended camp in the mid-70s. I attended camp 3 years in a row. It was a wonderful experience for me. Had a huge impact on my life. It really gave me some opportunities to see that there were other things outside of my small community area that I could, you know, aspire to become. The counselors were wonderful. The experience was wonderful. And then that was in the mid-70s. In the mid-80s, I worked there as a lifeguard and a counselor. In the mid-90s, I became a board member, and I've been a board member ever since.
What did it teach you, having that opportunity to be a camper there? You talked about it. It showed you that there's a world larger than just your neighborhood. You were born and raised in Kalamazoo on the east side of Kalamazoo.
That's correct. What it did for me is open up opportunities. I was very shy when I was young. Had a difficult time communicating. I was from a large family.
How many kids were in your family?
Seven kids in my family. So I talked about kids having different levels of at risk. I was one of seven kids. I had both parents there. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. My father worked in GM. But still, there's the, you look at the socioeconomic part of that, and that doesn't mean you're going to get in a car and drive to Disney World. So I was more at risk of not having the vacation opportunity. But the larger part of what camp brought to me was just opening the door and having me meet other people. And seeing that there are people out there who are interested in helping. There are people out there interested in giving back without any hidden agenda. And I think I took that from camp and wanted to look for opportunities to give back. And I still feel like I owe a debt to camp, so I continue to serve camp in the community.
Let's talk a little bit about your background so that listeners can become familiar with you. Well, first of all, what interested you in this job?
Well, like I said, I feel like I still owe a debt to camp. But what really interested me is an opportunity to serve. An opportunity to serve my community more than I have. I'm retired from the state police, so I've had a career. And during that entire career, I still felt compelled to volunteer with other organizations and stay completely attached to Pretty Lake. But this is just an opportunity to even give back at a greater level.
What should people know about you? You mentioned that you were with the state police. What you didn't say is you were there for 25 years. And when you retired in February of 2012, you retired with the rank of post commander. You were the commander of the post in Paw Paw. You were first lieutenant. And in fact, the Kalamazoo City Commission actually honored you at the time of your retirement. Most people, when they retire, they don't get that.
I think that's a great part of that is my involvement with the community, especially the youth. Throughout my career in the state police, it was more than just wanting to go out and arrest people, but I wanted to provide a service that was beyond actually protecting them as well, actually helping young people develop. So any chance I got, any chance I had to go into the community and serve as a leader, serve as a mentor to youth, I did that. And again, I've stayed in Kalamazoo because I've really been attached to this community. And I think that's why I received the recognition that I did.
And after you left the state police, you did go on to teach criminal justice at the Allegan County Area Technical and Education Center. And I believe you still do that in conjunction with being at Kalamazoo College. So that puts you in contact with high school students, high school level students there?
Yes, in Allegan it was 11th and 12th graders. It was an opportunity to help them make that transition from, you know, teenagers to young adults, and I think that was a difficult transition. As I look at my involvement with youth all around, I've been involved with middle schoolers, elementary students, and then high schoolers, and now post-secondary education students with K-College, and just really seeking out ways to help them transition all the way from childhood to adulthood and be productive members of the community. And I think that having that opportunity to teach high school was really helpful for me and helpful for some of those students.
Let's talk now about the future of Pretty Lake Camp. You haven't started quite yet officially there, so this is, might be a little premature, but what are you looking to do in the future? What have you been charged with doing in the future at Pretty Lake? What can we see?
Well, of course, sustaining what we've created over the last 100 years. That foundation has to remain strong, and we have great supporters financially, great volunteers, people who really understand what camp does, where they are, who they are, that sort of thing. Part of the challenge for me is to enhance the number of people who know who we are, where we are, and what we do. I think that you can ask many people if they've heard of Pretty Lake, but they don't necessarily know what we do. So we really need to get the voice out and say, this is where we are, this is what we do, this is who we are, that sort of thing. My personal goals, and which I've talked about with the board, is increasing the collaboration with other nonprofits, increasing the collaboration with schools, talking about how we take those young people from a very early age when they go to camp in fourth grade and fifth grade, sixth grade, how we continue the development all the way throughout high school and help them become productive members of the community.
You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. We're talking to Eric Wimley, whose first day as the new executive director of Pretty Lake is June 1st. How is Pretty Lake funded right now? Like, do you have an endowment or you just do an annual fundraising drive? Because to be able to exist for 100 years, that takes a lot of support.
We have support from many ways, but it's mostly fund development, and we have endowments, and Kalamazoo Foundation helps, and we have partnerships with Junior League and Kiwanis, and we just have a lot of people who have a great passion to help us continue with our mission.
You talked about collaborations that you would like to see. What are you thinking about?
Sure. Right now we have our summer camp, and we have a leaders in training, which reaches ages maybe 13 to 15, but there seems to be that gap between 15 to 18 where we start to only get those students who are interested in coming back as counselors or working in that area. What I'd like to see is some year-round programming where we collaborate with schools, we go in, we create mentoring programs, sort of like junior boards where students learn how to get involved with nonprofit. It may not be our nonprofit organization, but if they learn how to run a board in high school that says, this is what you're passionate about, this is how you would support that board, this is how you become a board member, and this is how it operates under Robert's rules or whatever rules they want to operate under as a board, just to teach them that there are ways to give back to the community, to be involved in the community. That doesn't necessarily mean it's something for them, but it's something about supporting their community.
Your summer camp, maybe you touched on this before, but what age group is it limited to?
Well, it starts off at 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, and then we have an outpost, which has 7th, 8th, and 9th graders.
And maybe I should know what this means, but what does outpost mean?
So our summer camp, there's an area that's closest to our retreat center. If you drove into our lot, you would see our retreat center, you'd see our new gymnasium, you'd see the lake. If you looked a little closer, you'd see several cabins that are just into the wood line there. Our outpost is about a half a mile down the trail, further out, more secluded, gives them an opportunity to work more independently.
What is the size then of your grounds? I have no idea.
250 acres. So we've added acreage, and in the 1930s we acquired an additional 100 acres, and then in, I'd say, 2000 we purchased a farm which was 37 more acres.
Is this all contiguous land?
Yes. And then a little further out is our Adventure Center.
What exactly is that?
Now, the Adventure Center is really more of a space right now. We're in the process of building a structure. We had a structure before. We took it down. We're in the process of building a new structure where we do a lot of our leadership training. But it's also a series of ropes courses, which are, you know, challenging programming that takes place 30 feet in the air. And then we have ropes courses that are on the ground, which are another series of challenging events that take place on the ground. And that's, corporations come out and they develop their personnel by challenging them to work better as a team.
Then you also talked about wanting to create public awareness about Pretty Lake Camp.
So when I talk about Pretty Lake Camp and what we do, people who haven't heard about it are amazed. They're amazed that we provide clothing. They're amazed that we provide transportation, food, all of this for free. And they wonder how we do it. And usually when I'm done talking about it, they want to know how they can help. So if we increase the awareness, I think that most people are going to want to help us in one way or another, whether it's funding, whether it's in-kind donations, whether it's coming out and volunteering. We get a lot of people who come out and just want to clean the camp or build something or bring entire groups of people out to help. It's hard to know about Pretty Lake Camp without wanting to help because our mission is so endearing to people, I believe.
Is the public invited to come, if they wanted to this 100th birthday barbecue and alumni reunion?
The public is welcome. It would be very helpful if they got online and RSVP'd. The public is
welcome. I see that it's 3 o'clock on June 12th at 3 p.m. And go online and RSVP so you know how many people are coming. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Pretty Lake holds its 100th anniversary birthday barbecue and alumni reunion at 3 p.m. on June 12th. The general public is invited, but RSVPs are requested. For more details and a longer interview, visit our webpage at WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.